What is the difference between quote-unquote mind and mental fabrication? And what is meant by satisfying the mind in step 10? The mind, jitta is, mind is literally translated jitta, so that that encompasses all of the qualities of what we in say in the English language would be, say, mind, heart, emotional, cognitive functions of the mind, discursive functions of the mind. All of that is what the mind is. And mental fabrication is, say, those things that construct the energy, the movement within the mind. And then the satisfying the mind is sometimes translated as gladdening the mind, satisfying the mind. The Pali word is abhipamojayam, which is to, as almost you more literally, to delight the mind. And so that learning how to, you know, to brighten the mind. So that one works with the mind. So again, where one becomes proactive rather than passively waiting for, you know, one sits and watch the breath go in and out. And they say the mind is supposed to become bright. And you keep waiting and waiting. I've been doing this for 50 years now. So, but you know, by directing attention to. What are ways that one can satisfy gladness, delight, and bring up ways of directing attention that help the mind to have those objects or moods or states of mind? Okay, the very bottom is forgive me for my English, but the so there I'll do a bit of interpretation. Okay, can I jump?